On Saturday evening, the Academy Awards will honor the best acting and filmmaking of the year, at least Hollywood's consensus on the best. One category that will be conspicuous by its absence, at least according to Bob, is the best dramatization of a newscast, because most years there would be no plausible nominees. Here he is to complain more about his pet peeve.
You know what Hollywood is really good at faking? Gunshot wounds. Also, ocean liner sinkings. D-Day landings. Car chases. And even ill-fated moon voyages.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem.
They can do train wrecks and surgery and ballet, bank jobs and death camps and Spider-Men. But damn if they can get the evening news.
Whether suicide or homicide, the sport and the city lost a well-loved and once revered hero.
This is Media Break. You give us 3 minutes and we'll give you the world.
Good morning. I'm Casey Wong with Jess Perkins. Top story, Pretoria. The threat of nuclear confrontation in South Africa escalated.
Related news, an attempted robbery turned tragic today when the owner of a local pawn shop opened fire on an intruder. The armed robber was pronounced dead at the scene. He has been identified as...
That last clip was from Drive with Ryan Gosling, who stares and mumbles and drives fast fairly convincingly, but when he takes refuge in a diner after a pawn shop heist, verisimilitude runs off the rails. When it comes to faithfully depicting the look and feel of a newscast, Hollywood nearly always can't. I asked New York Magazine film critic David Edelstein if, for instance, movies and TV shows ever get the style of news copy right.
No.
Do they get the cadence right?
Never.
Do they get the set design right?
20 years ago, right?
Lighting?
No.
Hair? Wardrobe? Anything?
No. The people who write these movies know nothing about how information is dispensed on television. All they want to know is what the dramatic beats, what they have to get across in the scene, what their protagonist or antagonist has to hear, the information that the audience has to know. They don't actually care about anything else. They don't care enough even to learn it, and it can be learned in a couple of minutes.
It's not just that movies and TV shows get it wrong. They get it wrong in so many ways. Take, for instance, the courthouse steps trope, in which a reporter manages to snag a dramatic soundbite live on the scene, such as in this episode of Law & Order SVU.
Ms. Bond! Ms. Bond! Give me a comment! Give a statement! Ms. Bond!
No comment!
Ms. Bond, what do you have to say to Lindsay?
No comment!
Are the mushrooms from Prochick's lab?
What is the defendant's connection to the victim?
Why don't you ask the defendant? Hint, it's about water.
As Fred D'Ambrosi, news director at WUSA in Washington, D.C., points out, almost all live shots are extremely brief reporter stand-ups introducing packages that have been taped and edited earlier.
You know, we always shoot stuff in advance and then repackage it. Even in Morning Glory, when Harrison Ford rolls up in front of the governor's house, they've got 500 people in the control room, but like one guy with a live truck, no live truck operator, just him and the photographer, and somehow they're magically live. The governor like comes to the door.
Pomeroy. Gary, how are you?
What the hell are you doing here?
All right, so we're going with the weather vane.
Specifically, Governor, we'd like to know how you feel about the Attorney General's filing racketeering charges against you this morning, charges of corruption, money laundering, steering government contracts.
Wait. We cannot wait.
That's pretty cool. I'd like to do that story sometime.
Yeah, Fred, not likely. Sir. Morning Glory falls in the subcategory of Hollywood movies about TV news. Harrison Ford plays a hard-bitten network anchor, suddenly miscast as a morning show host. He plays opposite co-anchor Diane Keaton, who, I must say, nails her character cold.
Coming up next, you've heard her sing. Well, today, you're going to hear about her sweet tooth. Join us as we bake brownies with Celine Dion's personal chef. All that and more coming up on Daybreak.
we did a kind of boot camp with Harrison and with Diane.
Morning Glory director Roger Michel.
We took them to sort of school for presenters. They learn how to read a teleprompter, how to change cameras, the basic grammar that we take for granted about news presenters. Diane particularly loved it and responded to it and loved kind of peering behind the facade.
Ford, whose character is supposed to exude mega gravitas, was not so quick a study.
Federal authorities have been planning this raid for weeks. This reporter has learned that the indictment contains 15 counts of racketeering and using undue influence. Mike Pomeroy, Daybreak.
Back to you in the studio.
While Michelle does not believe, as I do, that Ford sounded less like a news anchor than a random stroke victim, the director does allow that mimicking TV news's natural unnaturalness is no easy trick.
You know, it is very, very hard to pitch it correctly, to get it absolutely right. There are lots of tells, aren't there?
That's what Brian Spicer says, too. He's the inveterate TV director who's worked on such series as Terra Nova, V, Burn Notice, Castle, CSI, and 24. For Spicer, one big problem is that newscasts use newscasts for relaying information, and dramas use newscasts for drama.
I mean, people are more interested in seeing drama on television than they are being told what the story is. They'd rather see what the story is and see it unfold through drama rather than exposition.
The other big problem, he says, is logistical.
Sometimes I think under the work schedule that we have, every script starts off with exposition, and it's up to the writers and directors to turn the exposition into drama, and sometimes they run out of time. You know, they're backed up on delivery dates and writing, and sometimes they can't always get the script the way we want it before it comes out.
And yet, despite all the logistics and so forth, one show does manage to fake TV news with uncanny precision every broadcast. That would be The Onion News Network.
And in a surprise announcement this morning, U.S. Deputy Surgeon General Greg Paulson stated that, quote, it's fine to smoke cigarettes if you only smoke while drinking. The Deputy Surgeon General has called a press conference.
Carol Kolb, head writer for the TV Onion, says Hollywood's problem is,
I think maybe someone just isn't studying it enough. One thing is just use real newscasters. Go to the people that actually do it. It will sound realer. Another thing is just sort of camera angles or the cuts. Think about what type of news story you're actually doing. If it's a breaking news piece or maybe if it's a news magazine piece, they all have a different feel. And just sort of think about these things when you're filming your million-dollar movie.
Million-dollar?
Billion-dollar. Billion-dollar.
Well, anyway, 70 million, such as Battle Los Angeles, which features a particularly unlikely live remote from Santa Monica Beach. In the midst of the most realistic alien invasion ever.
Yes.